Hello, you awesome, beautiful people. Hope you're having a lovely time. Hope you're doing amazingly jordar in your life. My name is Digital Prateek, your host and host of Digital Prateek Show, where we discuss branding and marketing, which works in the now. At times, we also discuss about the practical mindset for massive growth in your overall life. With that being said, enjoy this episode.
I have started already with LinkedIn and Twitter. And in the last session, I got those very good insights from you with respect to the commenting for 30 days and continuously for 90 days.
Did you apply that?
Yeah, I have started now because commenting, I was not much into that. I also took Vibhav's course, so I understand the thing, how it works with respect to LinkedIn. But also repurposing the content for Twitter, it's been challenging right now. What I'm doing is I'm trying to do a little bit on the Twitter with respect to what I'm writing on LinkedIn. And also sometimes exactly the same. And Instagram, I'm not much into creating reels and everything, but I'm experimenting something over there with respect to Instagram. So actually coming to my question, I get into that loop, like when you started creating a content, okay, I write something, I do it, then I feel like, is it the right thing to post? Because sometimes I have 100% knowledge of what I'm going with. And the second, most of the time, what happens is, I know these things work, but still I haven't implemented. Should I post it? Because most of the times, what happens is the content is, like you haven't implemented it, but you still have to post something so that to keep that continuity and consistency going on, right? So how to avoid that and how to come up with that, like, you know, not trying to get into that loop of the of a blank state, being in a blank state. So,
like this. So today I had two different business calls in which I, so there is a firm belief which I always do, which is show your work versus pitching your work. Okay.
Understood.
Like I always explain my clients for their business, show your work versus pitching your work. Now, because you have asked this question, I feel that this should actually be a tweet that show your work versus pitching your work. And then I'm saying the number one formula to grow more in 2022, or let's say one line formula, the best one line formula to grow more in 2022. And then I'm putting an arrow. Let's say, okay. I usually do it on mobile, so everything is on mobile. Arrow emoji. So on desktop, I always have to search for emojis. I copy this, I paste it over here, and I also do this. Yes, I do agree. And then a thumbs up. So this would have never been a, you know, this would have never been a tweet if you wouldn't have asked me a question. But once you ask me a question, the next moment I'm not even thinking whether I should post this or not. It's like, let's do it. It was there on a piece of paper which I was talking to my clients since past 3 hours. But it never became a tweet. But now because I'm just interacting, it became a tweet. And now creatively, we made it contextual as well using a poll. And in that poll as well, just imagine how I was interactive. It's not yes and no. It's like yes or let me comment. So even if they click on that, they would be like subconsciously treated that, okay, fine, let me comment as well. So this is how I just crossed my mindset that, okay, fine, I just have to do it. Let's do it.
That's awesome. But how to come up with that? I know it needs that experience and consistency, reading, doing.
Exactly. That's your answer. That's your answer. How do you come up with that? Experience, doing, experience, doing, experience. It's an infinite loop, which will never end. It's an infinite loop which will never end.
So it's okay, just go ahead and do it and see what happens later.
Yes, yes, 100%. Why? Let me open up another thing. In real time, I'm going into my LinkedIn and let me go to my one of my recent posts, which is this. Yesterday only, yeah. Yesterday only. 8 years ago, I was sharing life-changing tips when I was still trying to change my life. 8 years ago, I was sharing videos on things I used to learn from someone. 8 years ago, I was sharing content around everyday learnings. In 2015, I have realized that I'm missing the most important thing in my career, which is I'm focusing too much on learnings. I wasn't investing time on applying my learnings. And look at the picture. I'm fucking 8 years ago posting a video on 4 life-changing tips to create personal success, where I still haven't figured out my life.
Yeah.
The important point was I was always posting. That's the only thing which is lacking. Every single person whom I meet, they ask me the same question in different context. And I give the same answer with different in real-time context. None of my answers would be bookish. Every answer would be like recent stuff which I would be doing. Either I'll do it or I'll show you something which I have done recently.
So even I'm a believer of perfectionist myth. I mean, I don't like that. Be perfect to post something or do something.
Now that is where the hack is. Mallikarjun, that is where you consciously believe that perfection is the myth, but subconsciously you are programmed that you need perfection.
I mean, that is there because I am also creative designs, logo design, things I do.
I know, I can understand how the graphic designers are.
That is because of the like some passion that I have, and I do it for some clients here and there.
So that's where you have to switch. Let me give you a best hack. If I were you, what I would do is when I'm on graphic designing, I'll make sure that I'm perfect. I deliver quality on one single piece of content. But when I'm sharing my experience, let it be quantity, let it be not perfect. Meaning, if you're creating a logo, logo has to be like the best. Logo has to be the perfect one. But the journey of you making it perfect can be imperfect when you are sharing that. Hey, so today it is 8:15 p.m. And I'm starting this logo making. I don't know whether I'll be able to pull this off or not, whether my client will like it or not, but I'll keep you posted. Doom. Then you record maybe one day later. Hey, so I'm almost 20% done with my logo. Blah, 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 blah. Now you see you're not perfect.
Right.
And this is where I tell you, perfection is just the evolution of you executing things. It has a deeper meaning, which is this as well.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you so, so, so very much for tuning in till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Now, it would mean even more if you can just follow me on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcast. Also, check out the description of this episode for any important links which might be there in the moment. And finally, signing off from this particular episode to make sure that you come to the next episode. Baki, life mein jo bhi karo, jordar karo.